131. Gage in Massachusetts, 1774-75. General Gage found he had a good deal to do before he could begin to crush the rebellion. He had to find shelter for his soldiers. He also had to find food for them. The Boston carpenters would not work for him. He had to bring carpenters from Halifax and New York to do his work. The farmers of eastern Massachusetts were as firm as the Boston carpenters. They would not sell food to General Gage, so he had to bring food from England and from Halifax. He managed to buy or seize wood to warm the soldiers and hay to feed his horses, but the boats bringing these supplies to Boston were constantly upset in a most unlooked-for way. The colonists, on their part, elected a provincial congress to take the place of the regular government. The militia was reorganized, and military stores gathered together. 132. Lexington and Concord, April 19, 1775. Gage had said that with 10,000 men he could march all over Massachusetts. In April 1775, he began to crush the rebellion by sending a strong force to Concord to destroy stores which his spies told him had been collected there. The soldiers began their march in the middle of the night, but Paul Revere and William Dawes were before them. "The regulars are coming," was the cry. At Lexington, the British found few militiamen drawn up on the village green. Someone had fired, and a few Americans were killed. On the British marched to Concord. By this time, the militiamen had gathered in large numbers. It was a hot day. The regulars were tired. They stopped to rest. Some of the militiamen attacked the regulars at Concord, and when the British started on their homeward march, the fighting began in earnest. Behind every wall and bit of rising ground were militiamen. One soldier after another was shot down and left behind. At Lexington, the British met reinforcements, or they would all have been killed or captured. Soon they started again. Again the fighting began. It continued until the survivors reached a place of safety under the guns of the warships anchored off Charleston. The Americans camped for the night at Cambridge and began the siege of Boston.